Never tell someone how to be a fucking parent.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Patrons, bonjour, happy Monday. Hope you all had a good weekend. James, how are you?
All right, mate, that's not Suge.
Oh yeah, it's Clayton here, by the way, in case you couldn't tell.
Suge is in Portugal and he's part-time working this week. I don't know why he's actually said he wants to do anything, but yeah, so he's like, yeah, I'll do some bits.
I reckon he slightly misses it, you know?
I reckon so.
Yeah. I'm in the hot seat today in the absence of Suge, and obviously it's been 2 weeks since the last one, so I'm in pod questions, and here we go. And man, like FPL Roberto is in the house. Oh, I like this. He's prefaced his question with if Suge is on the pod and if Clayton is on the pod. So if Clayton is on the pod, does he still think Phil Foden is overrated? Did I say that?
We had a bit of an argument a little while. Not an argument, but I was saying that he's the best half-turn receiver of a football in the world, I think was what I'd said. And that opinion has not changed, by the way. Maybe it stems from that, maybe.
Yeah, no, because I remember that's the first conversation that pops in my head as well. And I think what I said at the time was, I think the plaudits he get, in my opinion, at the time was disproportionate to the consistency he's shown. That's it. Like, do I think he's overrated? Fuck no. If I said that, I don't actually believe that. I just think for me it was a case of needing to see more consistency and less like ghosting in big games. But I think he's developing.
I've got a question I'd like to throw in, actually.
Yeah, go.
Which is stems off the back of that. Who do you think's Premier League player of the year?
Obviously we touched on this on the main pod, right? I know you threw Palmer's name. I do think it's Rice or Odegaard, you know, in terms of the level they're performing at. But obviously, I know people just shout at me for being biased there.
You're biased!
What do you think? You think it's Foden?
No, I think it's Palmer.
Do you actually? I'm nowhere near there on that. But I know I'll get slated for being biased. But no, do I think Foden's overrated? No. And if I said that, Jesus, I didn't actually believe that at the time. Probably just minced my words. Aaron, do you think the people who came up with the idea of chat roulette thought it would be legitimately be used for random people to just meet and talk? Do you know chat roulette?
No, mate, not been there. Married.
Have you? Do you actually not know what it is?
I'm guessing it's where people go and meet and talk.
Yeah, it's exactly that. You kind of. I remember I used it when I was like 13, 14 with my mates, and it was just like, oh, let's jump on. And the first person we saw was a fucking pervert with his cock out. And we're like, wow. What the hell? So, Aaron,
this isn't actually roulette, as in, like, it's not a chat within like an online roulette game or anything. It's like.
Principle is similar. So, like, you'll jump on a video call with a complete stranger, and then you click next, and it's like a roulette format. Well, it will just completely randomize who you then get next.
Okay.
But I actually do think the purpose of it was legitimately for that. And I think, unfortunately,
what's
the
it for
people,
now then?
Well, now it's got the perception that it's used for noncing and perverts and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's avoid. Avoid.
All right. Yeah, I might do that. Yeah.
Ronarid 9, Pete's in. How surprising is it that Aldershot had two settings off yesterday and yet no question on it thus far? CC, Sam O'Sullivan. That's harsh.
Sam, poor guy.
Yeah, what the? Oh, that's well harsh.
I'm more in touch with what Aldershot are doing than after teams in the championship, I think, because Sam's very keen to let him. I love it when Sam's in the match day live. There's like a big game going on. It's all the 3 PMs. Sam's like, we've fucking blown it. Halifax are winning. And most people must just be like, what the fuck, mate?
Oh, I like it.
It's great. I'm all for it.
Fair play. Dave Hunter, if you could own one piece of football memorabilia, what would it be? Something that would mean something to you, not just the thing you'd flog, Suge. So in case you're listening, Suge. Go on, what are you going for? One piece of football memorabilia, what would it be? That's a great question.
You're tempted to say something from 66, aren't you, I think?
You say yours isn't a Tottenham thing, no? Yours is an England thing.
You're right. I don't give a fuck about England.
Yeah, it's interesting your brain went there first, though.
Yeah. I just think in terms of actual memorabilia, if you've got anything from the 66 World Cup final.
Oh, you're thinking in the sidelines of flogging it now, though, aren't you?
I was, yeah, you're right. No, I don't.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know if you
he
had
did
fucking
specify something that would mean something to you.
mean something to me personally. I'd typically say something like of Gazza's from the 91 Cup final or something. Even though
Yeah.
he killed himself, should have got sent off, all those kind of things. He didn't actually kill himself for those unaware. Yeah, it'd probably be something like that, I think.
Fair play.
You?
Mine would definitely be Arsenal related, obviously. Probably something from the Invincible season, I think. Like something to do,
Like Graham
or
Stack's shirt or something.
yeah, exactly that. Or something from the final game against Wigan at Highbury. That was quite a big closing chapter in Arsenal's history. Yeah, I
Yeah,
think
that's it.
I.
I'd not thought of that. Wow, Lane stuff. But I could have. I've told this story before about people fucking unscrewing seats from the ground after the final game and stuff like that. It never occurred for me to do that. Like, it's like, okay, what would I do with it now? Like,
Yeah, that's a great question. If I had to put my money on it, I think it would be like a signed shirt from the Invincible season of all the squad or something. Darren Molly, Molloy, sorry. When you settle down for family movie night, which film do you watch first, Con Air or Snatch? And he's tagged John Jacobs, so I don't know if there's a private joke going on there.
yeah,
Are
there was
you?
a private slash public joke which I now recall. I suppose, like, I don't suppose Snatch would be one for Harry, I don't suppose. So it would have to be Con Air, wouldn't it?
I don't know anything about either of them, so I'm going to
Not
stick
that
them
Con
both
Air
on.
would really be one for Harry either, but he'd probably enjoy like the aeroplane at the end and that kind of jazz.
Mr. Q&A Jarvo's in. If Luton go down, do you think another Premier League team would take a punt on Rob Edwards?
Yeah, I think that's a possibility.
Who do you reckon?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily a certainty that he would leave either, because I think he's quite grateful for what Luton offered him. I think he's very, very good. I
Oh,
really
so do I.
do. I think he's the number one reason why they're in a position where they've got a genuine chance. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, right? Because positions aren't necessarily available now, right? So you need someone to move on. But like, could I see him at, say, West Ham? As an example in the future, I
That's a
tell you
great
what,
shout.
West Ham would do a lot worse than that.
Is a fantastic shout, actually.
They would. Everton, perhaps not now, but in the future, if like a Thomas Frank moved on from a Brentford, I think he'd be a ceiling below the, let's call him Big Eight, if you will, and put Newcastle and Villa in that conversation at the moment. I'd be surprised if he got one of them at this stage. The next step for him would be, yeah, you do really well with like a West Ham or something, and then I can see it. If you
Yeah.
said to me tomorrow, Ange Postecoglou went and Tottenham went for Rob Edwards, like I'd be gutted Ange went and stuff,
Yeah.
but I wouldn't be like, oh, what are you doing? You appointing the Luton manager. I think there's something really about him, actually. Yeah, I think he's done really well.
Fair play. FPL Hall of Fame. What would it take for James to wear a GoPro like the train spotters to a match?
It's not happening. Stop this nonsense.
The idea of James's limbs or woes on a fisheye camera makes me really happy. I'm sure there's a monetary value we can put on it that would make such applied pressure.
There ain't actually. No, this conversation's been had before. I don't want to watch football with a camera in my face.
No.
Like,
I would pay to see. Do you know what he's referring to by the fisheye look there, by the way? There's a train spotter that puts a GoPro on his head, and it's just the angle just looks
oh, was it
fucking
quite a
hilarious.
skinny dude? Didn't he like
Yeah,
do an
yeah.
advert with Omri or
That's
something?
him, yeah. I
Yeah, I
would
know your
pay to
guy.
see
Yeah.
your look.
No, that close as well. Like, what the fuck, man? You lot are all weird.
This
Why would you
is
want that?
why we need to set up the
And if there's
OnlyFans,
limbs, what do you think the camera's doing? It's just jolting. Like, you're not getting any good quality out. You'd only enjoy it when we lose. Actually, yeah, James, that's what we're coming for. Fuck
mate.
you all, honestly.
Jordan's in FPL bucket man. James, I've heard you can name 1,000 footballers. Let's go. Okay. All
Yeah,
right, but to be fair though, because there's a couple of questions on this coming up. Can that be a separate podcast? Because someone said about an international break one.
right, seriously.
A
So
quiz.
someone put a tweet in the other day about, it was like, how many people do you think you could really name? It was like 500 to 1,000, 1,000 to 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, whatever. And I saw it and I was like, I could definitely name 1,000 footballers, no problem. Because they're dead or alive as well, right? So you can name dead ones.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to be just current. But if it was a current, I'd struggle. But just think, like, if you take the Premier League team, there's 20 teams, right? Can I name 20 players quite comfortably from all of them clubs? Yeah. Right, that's 400.
Yeah.
Right, so we're on the way. But, like, who wants that as a piece of content? Imagine it going on your run, just listening to me going, Ian Walker, Eric Torsfit, Neil Sullivan. Like, the fuck? It's not good content, is it? And how long would it take?
I've looked at laughing.
To name 1,000 players. Is one of them probably, it would be like, if we ever did do, say, the 24-hour stream again. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. But maybe during the course of that, over the 24-hour period, just see how long it would take me to get to. Could I drop 1,000 footballers' names into that?
Yeah.
While doing it, would maybe be more like a fun way of doing it than actually just going, right, James, give us 1,000 names. I mean, what is that? What am I going to? Oh, I'll make it available for all patrons. Oh, fucking hell, got 20 new patrons because James wants to read out 1,000 names. No, stop it. It's not. It would take ages. It would take hours.
It might be like people's ASMR, innit? Just hearing your soothing voice.
Would maybe be more like, do you think I could do it in an hour?
Yeah, I do. Because I think you'd
name 1,000 names in an hour.
Because I think your logic would be exactly that. I think you do the 20 by 20, you'd get 400 done in like 5-10 minutes. And then I think your mind would work through Tottenham. And I think you would go back through like the last 10 Tottenham teams or something. That would probably get you to fucking 700. And then.
Yeah, I'd comfortably get another 200-300 Tottenham.
Yeah, exactly. And then, yeah. And then I think you'd have half hour just like chilling.
Because with Tottenham, I'd go back to the 60s and shit.
Yeah,
no problem.
Exactly. I think you'd do it in an hour.
In an hour, do you think?
I think you would, yeah.
Like I said, that's really ambitious. How many is that a minute?
well, yeah.
Get the calculator out. 1,000 divided by 60. 16.66 a minute. So
okay,
then
that's
a player every 4 seconds.
That's a joke, actually. No, yeah, I revise my prediction.
How many do you think I could do in an hour?
I do think 500-600.
All right.
He's contemplating it.
We can't do it as a piece. To do it legitimately, it's got to be like a few hours content, I think, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Who wants to just listen to that?
Maybe do it as like, not 5 minutes added on, but like little snippets here and there.
And maybe to see how many I could get in like half hour or an hour, maybe.
Yeah, gamify it.
I couldn't get 1,000 in an hour. One name every 4 seconds for an hour.
No. We'll find ways to gamify it. Right. Next one, Jarvo. How much of being a professional footballer is down to genetics rather than learning the game? The nature versus nurture question.
Say that again.
How much of being a professional footballer is down to genetics rather than learning the game?
I mean, some people just have freakish ability, don't they? Messi springs to mind and stuff. You think like, how much should even Guardiola would say, how much could I teach him?
Yeah.
Like,
not, I love, you know, this question.
Where to be maybe and stuff like that. But
it's the Messi Ronaldo thing that always springs to mind for me when I think of this.
Yeah, because Ronaldo worked so hard at his craft, whereas Messi didn't. I don't know. Just the first time everyone saw him was like, oh my God, it's a gift from God. Like, what the fuck is that? So, but I would think to answer the question, I would say in terms of how much is it like genetics, I think in the modern era, it's probably about 10%.
Wow.
That's
low, yeah.
Yeah, because I think I was just having a discussion with Nico actually after we did a bit of content a couple of weeks ago. And he was asking if I thought I was ever close to like joining the club or anything like that. And I was like, I knew I played in a kids final when I was 14, I think, 97, 13 maybe. 97 or 98. I was 13 or 14. We lost 4-3. It was man of match. I was actually given a trophy for man of match. And we knew there were scouts there from a lot of the London clubs and nothing happened. But it was at that time where like Vieira and Petit were coming through for you and so stuff like that.
The height
and
thing,
everybody
it?
Wanted like that physical. I said to Nico, if it had been like in 2008, when it was more about ball retention and stuff like that, so I might have had more of a chance, you know.
That's quality.
I said at that point, I had no chance. Everybody just wanted physical guys. The only kid who got picked up from either team was a kid called Ricky Sharp. I don't know what happened to him, but he definitely got picked up by one of the London clubs. He was a giant, mate.
Yeah.
He was a giant. It was powerful. And that's what people were looking at then. But in terms of now and the modern game, your tactical discipline is so fucking important.
Mm.
So important. You look at, we've obviously mentioned Palmer already on this podcast. And I think genuinely, yeah, even with a shout of being player of the year, he won't win it, by the way, because of how shit Chelsea have been. But even the Chelsea guys have started pointing out recently, saying like, look, he don't track back or anything. It's just he's given quality at the top end.
Yeah.
Now, you can't have many Ozils, players like Ozils, right?
Yeah.
There's no fucking Ozil.
There's
Look
no
how
room for him
Odegaard
anymore.
works versus Ozil, right? Let's not even say Odegaard's 10 times the player of Ozil or anything like that. It's not. It's just Ozil was at an era where the number 10 was still a thing, right? He was playing for Germany in 2010. Perfect. 4-2-3-1 system and all that. Now, would Arsenal go and buy Ozil now?
No chance, no.
No?
No.
So there's
Football
like an evolution.
Evolves,
And that might eventually swing back the other way. But I think now you could have all the genetics and stuff. You don't understand tactical discipline. You know, very fine amount of players are going to make it.
Yeah.
Look, Marcus Edwards. Marcus Edwards, I've spoken about all the time. Freak of a talent. Couldn't give a shit.
Yeah. Fair play. I didn't know you were that close, though. Pretty cool.
I could play, mate.
I know. I could see that in game week 39.
But I was 5'3", right? So
yeah, well, to be fair, there was a guy in my year at school as well, similar height to you, and he was like fucking Luka Modric, mate. Unbelievable, like so good. But again, didn't make it because of his height, but he could weave through anyone, his tactical discipline, controlled the tempo of a game. But yeah,
that's what
didn't
I had
make
was
it.
the tactical stuff with the
Yeah,
brain in
yeah.
terms of a lot of my game was positioning. People thought I worked hard. I don't work hard. I had other people doing the dog's work. I never got out of position to work hard.
Mate, we'd make a good little double pivot, you know. I play centre mid, and I'd like to think my tactical discipline is pretty good as well.
All right, you'd be more box to box, mate.
Yeah, no, that's what I do.
We'd work maybe in Xavi Alonso's current system. There
oh,
you go.
We would indeed. Here we go. Right, Tim
You
C's
can
in the
be
house.
Granit Xhaka for the fucking record.
Fine. Tim C's in. When Foden came through at City, many people were saying Pep underused him and didn't give him enough game time. Do you think if he would have had more opportunities earlier, he would have reached the standard he is today? And should we give more credit to Pep for not pushing him through and risking peaking too early?
This might be the peak for Foden. There might be more to come. It's difficult to say. I don't know. I remember thinking there was a year where I thought, let's take him, as in at Tottenham. Let's take him on loan. I remember thinking that because he would have been the best player on our team. And I'm watching this kid that he's sitting on the bench every week at City. So, yeah, maybe might prolong him longer. There's nothing also to say, though, had he been thrusted in more often, more regularly, that he wouldn't be at the level that he's at now. He might even have surpassed it. So it's a difficult one to answer.
Yeah, really difficult. FPL Cobbler, to celebrate it being WrestleMania weekend, which wrestler, past or present, would you like as manager of your clubs? You're quite big into your wrestling, aren't you?
Who would be... It sounds like The Undertaker. You know,
oh, Jesus.
When Arteta's got beef and the dead man's just staring him out going, fuck you want. Like,
yeah, I don't really follow wrestling anymore. So mine's
man.
More the era when I was a kid.
God, I mean, to try and think what wrestler would make a good football manager, bloody hell.
John Cena, because he can just disappear.
Yeah, you can't see me. Yeah, I'm gonna go with a dead man and fucking psych people out. Fuck
yeah,
it.
I think that I would do that as well. Andrew Grondan's in. Can we stop for a moment and give McAllister some love? Yeah, he's been phenomenal this season, to be fair.
Yes, and no sooner had I said, by the way, he's returned in like seven in a row. There you go. Stopped.
Oh, yeah.
Stopped yesterday, didn't it? Yeah, but he's doing very well. And pivotal moments for Liverpool, the goal against Sheffield United, the assist against Nottingham Forest. You could say, oh, it's weaker teams or whatever. Someone had to come up with them big moments. And to be honest, I'm sure against Sheffield United, someone else would have. But the assist against Nottingham Forest was, there's no one else in the team would have been able to do that. And that's when you start saying that, you go, oh, you've got a good player here. Yeah, I think he's exceeded expectations. I think everybody knew he was a very good footballer.
For that price tag.
But it's also, we've discussed this in the past, there's a lot of players who've come out of Brighton and you're like, oh, were they just good for Brighton and what they do? Now he's gone up another level, isn't he? Like, he looks at home. You'd see him playing for Liverpool for a number of years.
Yeah.
He's good enough.
AD's in. Was the comeback by Chelsea Potch's second best comeback win? I feel like I had to give you that one.
I saw Gary put in Slack, Mr. Mantle, that he couldn't believe that I didn't buy the opportunity to talk about Tottenham's win in Ajax because it was Pochettino against Ten Hag again.
I told you that, didn't I? Wasn't it the main part I mentioned that?
And I'm sorry. If it had occurred to me, then yes, I would have. It never entered my mindset. I mean, that moment's already gone for Chelsea fans, isn't it? Like, don't get me wrong, you'd always have it. And there's a great memory. And one, despite all the things they've won, the Chelsea fans who were there that night particularly, that would be one of their favourite ever memories.
100%.
Just win a game like that. And, you know, forget everything else. It's the same with me in the Sheffield United game in September. But was it his second best ever comeback? Yeah, of course. Ajax was fucking better. It's a Mickey Mouse league game between two mid-table pieces of shit rather than a Champions League semi-final.
Ooh.
So, I'm 11 points clear of United now. Thank you, Chelsea. Like, I feel relatively safe for the minute.
Right, moving it on. Cohen's in. Hope you're good, mate. How did you decide on going for only one child, or is a second still on the table?
Saw the first one and went, ain't doing that again. No, I mean, for me, and that is no chance for second. The only temptation would have been that would it have been good for Harry? Like, I don't know. Fucking hell, don't know. It's enough work looking after him. Me and Katie were both only children, right? So it wasn't, we weren't from a background of thinking this is alien, you know. I remember going to a do last summer, and some fucking bitch, and I call her that, said to me that it was bad parenting to only have one child.
Oh,
like, well, it was unfair.
But she said that directly to you?
Yeah,
like...
to my face, yeah.
Okay.
I was like...
What an ignorant comment.
What? By the way, this woman has like five.
Right.
So my argument back would be, my child gets everything he fucking wants. Yeah. You got split five ways. Good luck with your Christmas and shit like that. And if they do, great, wicked, whatever. But I wouldn't have said that back. I wouldn't go, by the way, mate, you can't keep your legs shut. If you want to have five kids, have five kids. You want to have one kid, you want to have one kid. You don't want to have kids, don't have kids.
Yeah, and everyone's circumstances are different.
That's always been, you know, I've had a lot of people, a number of patrons actually have come to me and asked for like advice on autism and stuff after the Being Dad pod and that. And, you know, how to deal with it, or even know people who, like their best friend's got a kid who's got autism or something like that. And I always say, like, there's no right or wrong, right? Everyone's their own way. There's one thing, never tell them what to do.
Okay.
You can say, oh, I heard this person, you know, maybe try this. There's a way of doing things. Never tell someone how to be a fucking parent.
Yeah.
Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
Yeah.
Because I know what's best for my boy, and I'll get decisions wrong, but that's a fucking non-starter, mate.
I just don't get that, because everyone's circumstances are different. You don't know people's financial situation, like what they're able to cope with it. Yeah, that's fucking bonkers.
No, there won't be another one.
Okay.
I don't think me and Katie will ever be that drunk again either, it's worth saying. So.
Fair play. Cohen's got one for me if I want kids in the future. Yeah, to be fair, I think since I became an adult, that's probably like one of my like non-negotiable goals, I'd say. Like, obviously I can't control if it will actually happen, but like when I'm dating.
You can't control if it will never happen.
I mean more like you never know if someone else shoots blanks or something. Like, you can't control whether it will actually materialized, right? Like,
yeah,
I know,
but
mate.
even if you did, mate, like, there's ways around it these days,
Yeah,
isn't there?
of course. But yeah, no, I definitely want kids in the future. That's one of my it's one of my biggest
How do
things
you
that excites
collect?
me. I'm 28, so a few years away. Yeah.
No rush, buddy. I
Yeah,
mean, I met
exactly.
Katie when I was 27. 12 years we've been living together.
Congrats.
Saturday. Yeah. Fuck me. And there's been no deaths.
Milan Rizavi. Which nation has the most unlikable footballers? His vote goes to Portugal.
Yeah, that seems a reasonable shout, actually.
I feel like
Sorry,
Argentina's up
Nico.
there. The Spanish team of the last few years
Don't
is
know,
quite helpless.
you're influenced by what you have in your own as well, right? So with Argentina, I've had like Romero, got Lo Celso, we had the history of Ardiles and Ricky Villa. So there's always been links with Argentina and Tottenham, maybe would make me not think that. I'm trying to think, Portuguese players, Postiga is the only one that springs to mind. I'm sure we've had more. I'm probably missing a world-class Portuguese player that we've had that's escaping me at the moment. I
Mendes.
currently Portugal. I don't know. Bruno Ratboy, he springs to mind, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But nah, that's fucking harsh, isn't it? Actually,
What? To call Portugal unlikable or
yeah.
Bruno
I mean, I
Ratboy?
more want to go for like a nation of racists or something like that, maybe
Yeah.
like. Portugal's not a bad shot.
Yeah, I'm going Argentina, I think. Sam O'Sullivan, who's worse for blaming officials when losing, Sam or Gary O'Neill? What's with the Sam piling? And even though Sam piled in on himself,
Sorry, Sam. Just because I said something the other week, and I to be honest, Sam knows I'm joking, so it's fine. Gary O'Neill's had some really rough ones against him this year, in fairness. I mean, Wolves could do a documentary on the bad decisions that have gone against them that most of us would just
Yeah.
go, yeah, shit, you have rights for appeal there. I'm gonna say Gary O'Neill. I'm gonna be nice.
FPL Hall of Fame. If you could have the confidence of one Premier League player and funnel that confidence into your everyday life, who would it be? For him, it's Joe Gomez. The way he attempts shots from distance and even volleys despite never scoring is an admirable level of confidence. If you can
Don't
have
know,
the con.
you could pick someone like Tony, who's clearly very confident and believes in
Yeah.
himself, but you could also say there's a few people think he's a bit of a prick, right? So
Yeah.
do you want that?
That's the thing I'm trying to think.
Madders came to mind.
Yeah, see, I find him a little bit of a sleazy kind of guy.
I didn't mention the punch on the main pod. That wasn't
Punch.
intentional. It's a lucky boy.
I've not seen it.
But so was Mr. Yates as well, who was giving it the square box, which you are not allowed to do. That is an
Did he
automatic
do
yellow
that?
card. And he'd already been booked as well. So
Damn.
in theory, they could have both been sent off.
You go mad as them?
Yeah, I'll go Madders. Yeah.
Fair play. Andrew's back in. Should Klopp try Kwanzaa at wing? His cutbacks are lethal. Angry emoji. I'm guessing Andrew's a Liverpool fan.
His cutbacks are lit. Is this in reference to him giving the ball away? It's
It
not a
must be,
cutback.
yeah.
No.
What a fucking finish, though. Jesus Christ. Didn't think that would get punished like
I
that.
tell you what, no one seemed to pick up on. I'm sure someone did. Was Kelleher nearly got it, right?
Fingertips, yeah.
But he was outside the box, mate.
Oh, I didn't pick up on
Yeah, see?
that.
I'm sure he was outside the box. It
Oh,
would have
okay.
been sent off, wouldn't he?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I didn't make
What
that
would you? What would?
correlation.
What would Liverpool fans have rather? Would they rather have gone down to 10 men or it went in? I suppose now, in
What minute
hindsight,
was it?
because they didn't win, it was like minute 48 or something, wasn't it?
I'd take the goal.
Because they didn't win, you'd probably go right. Yeah, red card, and we'll sit in. Considering how well they defended against my team with 9 would be a good example. You'd go, yeah, he'd still do them on the counter. That's interesting. Would you rather have had him sent off? Or would you rather the goal went in? I bet in hindsight now, because you know that they didn't win, you'd go, yeah, we take the red card.
Yeah, of course. Like you say,
He
with
didn't
hindsight,
know, by the
though.
way,
Yeah,
whether he was in the box or out, I don't think.
I'm going to go
Because
look at
it
that. I didn't
happens and
realize.
he panics and he just runs back. And the whole time his eyes are on the flight of the ball.
Yeah.
He doesn't look where his feet are or anything. I'm not blaming him. That's a really weird occurrence. And he obviously just goes for it full length.
Fair play. Good observation. John Jayco, was Chris Wood's effort that hit the post easier to hit the post or score? Was the Danilo challenge a red card or a yellow? And thoughts on the technique of Maddison's right body shot?
All right, Madison, we just covered. It was lucky. You couldn't see that it was a hard, it wasn't like a proper
I've not seen
100%
it.
punch. You just give him a little dig, and
All right, little
is
jab.
what it looks like. 100% he could have been sent off. And like I said, so could Yates. For Wood first, I don't know how he missed.
Yeah,
I
no.
don't, I God knows. Fuck. As I tell you every week, anyone will have chances against my team. The Danilo challenge, excuse me. When it happened in the ground, it was a strange one because I knew that he played the ball and I followed the ball and Lo Celso was on the floor. So it felt like it was quite similar to the Romero challenge against Chelsea, but also wasn't with quite so much force. Like it was almost like he knew what he was doing and was going to do Lo Celso, but almost half pulled out of it in midair, whereas Romero went all the way through. So the excessive force wasn't in the same way. However, had he been sent off, you certainly
No
wouldn't get it
complaints.
done on appeal or anything like that. So I was all right with it. Ref obviously saw it at the time and dealt with it and booked him. Was it enough definitively to say obvious mistake? It's got to be a red card. No, I was all right with that.
Nick Tanner, if you were to go treble Spurs for maximum pains, is it Sun and too defensive?
Are you fucking nuts? Well, you want to go Udogie and Porro?
That's what he's asked.
Listen, if you're looking at Burnley and Sheffield United and thinking we're keeping clean sheets at the end of the season, I wouldn't fucking bank on it. And we ain't going to keep a clean sheet in any of the other five. So no, it's one. And as per main pod, I would definitely be sticking Brennan Johnson in if I was going for the third.
Fair play. I'm gonna skip a few questions coming up because there are a lot of FPL bench boosty ones, and I reckon you probably covered them on main pod. And there's a
Have you
lot of
listened to
questions.
it?
Not yet. No, you only chucked out 2 minutes before this.
But mate, the people are going nuts. Clayton, don't stick that. We pay for the FPL content. Go on, throw us one.
Well,
Go on, go on, go on.
okay. Looking for the FPL Hall of Fame. Looking for defenders for bench boost 34. I own eight Nouri and Richards, both doubtful, and I have two frees, so don't want to burn one while waiting for that info. He's already got Braithwaite and he's low on funds. Is the answer really Maguire?
No, you need to get yourself an Arsenal defender if you haven't got one. Is the
Yeah.
answer. Like, is that the intended back three in game week 34? Braithwaite, eight, Nouri and Richards. No, you want an Arsenal defender in that game week. Because don't be surprised if it's two clean sheets. So we have an interesting chat on the main pod about double defensive Arsenal or whether to go like Saka and Havertz, for example.
Sure. I've actually changed my tune on that now. I'm more confident in Havertz being the nine than I was last week.
I didn't think I'd be naming a podcast after Kai Havertz this season, but that's what happened if anyone fucking noticed earlier today.
I was wondering what the haver was. Yeah.
We have a problem.
Or he.
Yeah, and I have a big problem. It's called your fucking football team. Yeah, I mean, priority there is to find a way to manipulate to get Arsenal. But in terms of them specifically, eight Nouri and Richards, yeah, you probably want to look elsewhere. But then what's your back three this week? That's going to include Braithwaite at Chelsea. I suspect that eight Nouri might make it this week. Richards won't, and that would be useless to you anyway. Eight Nouri is way more likely to make 34 than Richards. Let's say that right now.
Cool. Brian Robinson, I'm sure you get a lot of these, but favorite 1 week punts at each position.
For this week specifically,
I'm assuming so. He hasn't specified a game week, so let's take it as
Flecken,
this one.
Reguilon, Bumo, and Tony.
Up at Brentford. Cheers. Does Maynou win goal of the month again? And has there been any other player who's won it twice in their first professional season in the Premier League? What a player, man.
Proper Makeda vibes off that goal. I
It
saw
was
Tom
actually.
Campbell tweet that as well. This lad will have a better career than Makeda.
Oh,
That's a
I think so,
certainty.
100%.
It was just the angle from where he shot it from was really similar. What's the fucking question? Goal of the month. I
Yeah. Has there
fucking.
been any other player that's won it twice in their first professional season? And do you think he'll even win goal of the month for this?
I mean, it's April the 8th.
Yeah,
Like,
it's like it's impossible
have
to
you
know
seen
that.
Murillo's shot?
Oh yeah, fucking
Right.
hell.
So that would have won goal of the season, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right. So that's fucking outrageous.
The technique on that is absurd.
I didn't even see him hit it
All right, okay, you just saw the
because
ball floating.
he had the ball and you're not thinking about the goal, right? So I knew he was about to distribute, and I was diverted to what was happening on the halfway line, look, because I'm always looking for fucking offsides and shit these days. And I just see the ball fucking flying and was like, wow. And because it was him, it wasn't one of them. I was like, he shanked it, or I knew he'd gone for it. Even though I didn't see him do it live at the time, I knew that he'd gone for it rather
Yeah.
than he'd just completely miss it. That is outrageous. How far was he? 80 yards?
It must be it. Yeah. It's.
And he's done him as well. Like, if it's on target, he scored.
I know.
Outrageous. So no, I mean, it's April the 8th today. Like, there might be a better one yet.
Yeah. James Armo's in. He's put two questions in. One is to Suj and more of a business question. So stick that back in for next week, mate, and Suj will cover that one. But then the other question you can answer is, what's the story behind using Messi as the intro and outro song? I know you've probably covered it before, but for anyone that's a bit more new around here.
I got no fucking clue.
Oh.
No idea.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
So how did that happen?
Such did it. Like, Such made the audio, genuinely.
With Magild.
No, I think Such did it himself, I think.
Fair play.
That's greatest player of all time. We're all in agreement of that. Sorry to the. Actually, just sorry to Nico. I'm not sorry, not sorry. It's iconic. Fine, it's not Premier League, but I don't know. No one's ever really kicked up a mad fuss of like.
I think it's fucking brilliant.
I did want to when Son scored the goal against Burnley, but you just in the commentary, it just doesn't work. It wouldn't be the same. It's
Nah.
just not. It's
I feel like it's become
you
part of
need
the
the
brand
foreign
as well, though.
commentary, and maybe see if I can find a foreign commentary of that Son goal and see if we can. I might have a word with the boss. All right, thanks for bringing
Oh,
it up.
dear God. Thanks, James. Harry G's in the house. I've got two free transfers to use ahead of free hit 34. Who are the key players wildcard 35ers will go for and without, as may just look to bring two of those in to keep up with the wildcarders? Is that something you covered on main pod?
Yeah, little bit. I mean, we covered all the teams, obviously doubling 37. I was at pains to keep reminding such as a lot of people will be buying now for teams that have not got the double in 34, because obviously it'll be free hitting in 34 or carrying through, and are more concerned about later. I've seen so many people go, I need to buy now for 37, which is like with many of the teams, that's painful, right? So with Chelsea, it's good fixture this week, but that's painful. The selection yesterday really does not fucking help with that.
No.
With Newcastle, you want Trippier and Livramento back. That's painful. For Tottenham right now, you could maybe invest in Johnson. As a new, I'm going to guess a lot of the guys will have Son already. But in terms of investing like an Udogie or Porro new for Newcastle away, yeah, whatever. Brighton are at Burnley. You could. But it doesn't feel right, and I don't think most people are doing that. Manchester United's probably the one in terms of
Yeah.
Noob, Onana, Dalot, Maguire, maybe, but I think that's way too risky for 37 because Martinez will definitely be back. And if Varane's available, then there's nothing to guarantee that Maguire will be first choice. Garnacho's an obvious one. Hoyland will get a little bit of popularity. The Newcastle offensive guys, Isak, Gordon. That's fine, but it's not. You'll get variations.
Yeah.
You'll get variations. There's a stronger case just to say right now, like, if you don't have free Arsenal, just get a third
Just get in.
Arsenal, even though, like, Villa, tough fixture, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, there's a case to say just fix that and fuck the end and just go, this team ain't conceding goals. And they've got a couple of key players in Havertz, Saka, who will.
That is. It's another Arsenal question. Well, another Arsenal theme. Dave Hunter, what would give Clayton more joy, winning the league or the Champions League? This isn't a question in my head. Champions League all day long for me. I've obviously never seen us win that. Yeah, for me it's Champions League. Although, I don't know if I told you this, final day of the season, May the 19th, that's my birthday. So that could either be one of the best or one of the worst birthdays of my life. And Harry G replied to Dave Hunter saying, what will he do when they lose in the final and blow the title on the final day of the season? Thanks, mate. Yeah, Champions League for me. Anything you want to add there, James?
Just if you went into the final day and didn't beat Everton, if you were first and then didn't win the league.
Oh,
Yeah.
Jesus
Okay,
Christ.
mate. Even the Everton fans just laughed at that prospect and go, yeah, if Arsenal were first after they win at Man United, game over.
Yeah.
The Man United fans just went, yeah, well, if they're first after they play game week 36 against Bournemouth, game over. Yeah. What would I prefer personally? As in for Spurs, obviously. I mean, to be honest, I'm not. I don't mean to win the Champions League would be the worst one.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because you haven't, right?
Yeah.
I would never have expected that you'd go 20 years without winning the Premier League when you went unbeaten 20 years ago, right? So there's an argument to say I've had a good run that it's been 20 years without you doing it. So I certainly don't sit here of a persuasion to think you'll never do it again. So yeah, I could. Well, I say I'd live for it. I'm not going to kill myself.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Yeah, I'd rather you won the Premier League than the Champions League. For myself personally, I'd rather win the Premier League, I think. And it's
Yeah.
different because you've seen it. I think as well with the Champions League, and I've obviously seen this kind of firsthand in the sense that my team got to the final with the weakest team it had in a 4 year period, that you don't have to be the best team to win that. It is
Yeah.
ultimately a cup competition. And obviously, you're the kings of Europe if you win it, but you're not necessarily the best team. You win
I
the
agree
Premier
with that.
League, chances are you've been the best team. I mean, whoever was to win it from here, whether in the terms of the Premier League, whether it's yourselves, City, or Liverpool, whichever one of you does it is going to deserve to win it in their own right.
Yeah.
I don't think because of the quality of the two opponents, you just got to give them the flowers if they win it, basically.
Yeah, I
So.
agree with you there. Like, if we do win the league, I think that would be more impressive than winning this year's Champions League, but I still want the Champions League. Yeah, we'll see how we get on. Gary, final few, Hammers. So we'll plow through these. Final four. Gary Robinson, are any of the Chelsea players bar Palmer actually worth buying? Obviously, a couple of minutes ago, you kind of touched on it with the lineup, right? So.
I'd said on main pod, like Gusto still, as far as we were aware, that was a rest slash off the back of a bit of an illness he's had this week, and he'll be back in next week, and that's comfortably the one. It also doesn't cost any money, so you're not killing yourself if it's fucking shit. But yeah, that's the one is Gusto. The third at the moment is you could be tempted like by Jackson, for example, but I don't know. Do you want that really?
It's
Once
difficult, though.
you're there, you're there, aren't you? And
Yeah.
it's so, and then you're hauling Isak, and then you've decided, right, you're not going with Hoyland, for example, or if something else develops, you're not going with that. Not easy. I mean, if Madueke could get himself a run, maybe it'd be of interest. I mentioned Mudryk last week for the
It's
differential
just the
team,
minutes,
maybe.
right?
You don't want double defensive, Chelsea, I don't think.
I say
Pe
no, like
even
I haven't
even
got
Petro
Pep.
Pe Petrovic's place is under threat now, we think.
Yeah, I've got Petrovic, Gusto, and Palmer, and I'm like, oh, what have I done there?
Who's your other
Mate,
keeper?
Raya. So I'm just going to play Raya most of the time, to be fair.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Anyway.
One that you'll like here. Adami, how high is the limit for Van de Ven? Can slash will he become one of the world's best?
He's breathtaking in full flight. They worked a really nice move. Gibbs White tried to play this absolutely gorgeous pass, which he cut across with the outside of his foot in the first half. And if it wasn't going over Van der Ven's head, people would have been raving about it as one of the passes of the season.
Wow.
And I think it was going for Hudson-Odoi, so we're not talking about someone slow getting on the end of it. And Van der Ven has just absolutely fucking burnt him, mate. Christ on a stick when he motors.
Yeah.
The only fear with him is he is so quick. Is the injuries?
If something pops or something.
Well, it's almost because he goes so fast. it's almost inevitable that you will have more hamstring injuries, and you may unfortunately end up with a player that by the time he gets into his late 20s is gone.
Are there any?
You might be looking at him hitting just an absolutely incredible raw peak now. I think what surprised people was when people first looked at him, went, fucking hell, he's rapid. That recovery pace is going to be quality. And he's not overly adventurous with his passing, but he's fine with it. But his general play, although I kind of put him at fault for the goal we conceded yesterday, actually, but his actual defensive work, like, he's solid, right? He's not just like, we're not looking at a player and just going, oh, he's just quick.
Yeah.
Like, he can fucking play as well. He's a good defender. He's physical. I think he needs to improve a lot in the air. And I think yesterday comes out to, was it Alanga? Oh, no, he kind of committed towards the ball, which allowed Alanga to run beyond him. And I just think, back off, because if they want to go in behind, they ain't fucking beating you. So once you step forward, the pass is on behind. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't do that. And then everybody came across and nobody
made it. He's
younger,
right?
Absolutely. So there's certainly scope to improve. Yeah, look, it won't take him long on what he's doing for suddenly your Madrids and Cities to start looking at it and going, what the fuck is this? I want to look at it. Yeah, so. It's huge talent there.
Like, on the ball you touched on there, like, I can't say I've focused too much on it. Like, is he good enough to play for a City on the ball and stuff?
Yeah, but you'd look him differently. I mean, look at how City played against you, right? We said about Cole Walker not playing and that possibly putting the fear into them a little bit. I mean, what you can do in terms of how you advance and what you leave if you've just got this guy as a recovery, he doesn't need to be good on the ball to play at the back for City, because you just fucking give it to Rodri or Stones.
Yeah.
That's it. I look at your two at centre-back, and they're both good on the ball, but neither of them are worldies. All I mean by that is...
No, I agree.
When you look at, say, neither of them, and this Van der Ven's part of this crowd as well, none of them have got like the Van Dijk diagonal.
Yeah.
Or even like the old Toby Alderweireld diagonal. That's not in their locker. Those two are brilliant jewelers, positionally, the physicality, all that comes with them. Like great, actually. You wouldn't want them having to kind of step to the edge of the penalty area and stuff. They don't much, really, for you. Van der Ven actually does it more for us, and so does Romero. So you wouldn't hold it against him that he wasn't amazing on the ball, but he's also not bad on the ball, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's better on the ball than your average Premier League player, and so is your two centre-backs. So he's got a piece of armoury to his game that almost can't be beaten. It's basically no one will beat him for... Who's the quickest forward in the league?
Probably who would you say? When he gets going.
I suppose so. We haven't seen it yet. Because they haven't played against each other, Haaland and Van der Ven.
Well, so soon come.
Well, hopefully for that duel, it matters when the game happens. Hopefully it matters, because if it doesn't and they're playing against each other, then you might get one outcome more than the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a good test for him.
Yeah. Harry G, has there been a better physical / mental achievement than what Ross Cook, in brackets, hardest geezer, has just achieved? 385 marathons in 352 days. Mind blown. Yeah, it's just
that's geezer's run Africa, isn't it?
Mate, absolutely fucking insane.
I don't even know where to start with that.
No.
Other than just say, I'm not doing a 24-hour stream.
That is genuinely one of the... I don't think there's been a better achievement. I cannot comprehend that. Like, the physical and mental strength that takes to do...
That's madness.
I think it's criminal, the amount of money he's raised. Like, it's
how much he raised?
I think when I last saw it was 574k. I think that was last night. I don't know how it's... That's what I mean. Like, I don't know how it's not a lot more than that. And also,
didn't he start as kind of like an unknown? Has he got any background where people would have known him? Or
I don't think so. To be fair, I'd never heard of him before. But
mind you, did you donate?
I did, yeah. I did it a few months ago.
I was going to pull you up there, and that's done me, isn't it?
Mate, obviously, I tried to run myself, right? So when I saw him doing that, I was like, what the fuck? That's an outrageous achievement. But yeah, fair play to him.
If he'd be guest of honour for you, an Arsenal game or something like that.
What's that?
I invite him to an Arsenal game or something.
Is he a gooner?
I don't know.
Oh, I see. Do you see the top he was running in there?
No.
It was the Blue England one.
With the old one from the early 90s.
Yeah.
Nice kit that, yeah.
Man of culture. And then final one to get us out of here, Tom Reynolds. I asked about Bench Boost 34 a couple of weeks ago.
Hold
Cheers,
on, was
France.
he running the same shirt every fucking day?
I don't know. I was thinking that after. I've seen lots of photos in the same top, and I was like, wait, has he washed that? Has he got
He
a few
must
different ones?
stink. Sorry, go on.
Tom, with the final one of the show, he asked about Bench Boost 34 a couple of weeks ago. Cheers for answering. He's currently on 12 doublers in brackets. Can he count Hwang? And he can use two free transfers to get to 14 plus Haaland or Palmer. He's on wild card 35 too. In this position, is there any reason he should consider Bench Boost 37 instead? That's a tough one to answer without seeing the whole team.
On Hwang, probably not. He'll
Okay.
be involved. Like, he just missed out on the squad at the weekend. But as said on the main pod, the way that Cunha's been managed on his return, you can, excuse me, expect similar for Hwang. So Hwang doesn't probably start against Arsenal in game with 34 in the first game of the double, for example. Maybe you're bo more bothered about the second one. Like, probably if I could just offer you Bournemouth at home now, you'd probably take it.
Yeah,
And it's the
true.
better of the two anyway. So, okay, depends. But if you're treating it as an actual doubler, maybe not. It's the same, sorry, boring fucking answer all the time. Okay, you can get to X doublers, but who are the fucking doublers? Like, if you're
Yeah.
sitting there with like Baldock and McAtee and shit, like, who gives a fuck? So it's the who. It's the who. And what you then need to do is put the four fucking weakest ones on the bench.
Let's see how
And
many
you need to
points.
be confident, in my opinion, that that bench gets you 16 or more. And if you are, crack on. So it's the who. None of this, well, yeah, no. Four weakest players, put it on the bench now. That's your only, the rest of the players are the irrelevance. Put the four weakest on the bench. Would you bench boost it? Your answer is there. I can't answer it without seeing that whole team.
Nicely done. Amez, that's a wrap. We've covered all of them from 2 weeks' time, less than an hour. Thanks, patrons, for all the questions. If I didn't cover yours, please chuck them back in for next week. And I don't know if it'll be Suj or myself, but we'll
It
get them
won't be
covered.
Suj. It'll
Okay,
be
it'll be
you.
me.
When are you going to
Sweet.
Munich?
Next Tuesday.
Then it'll be you. Because
Sweet.
you're fucking off. When are you coming back?
On the I'll be back on at work on the Friday because I've taken Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off.
On Thursday as well?
Yeah, man.
You're a fucking dick.
But I can pod remotely, but we'll talk about
No, 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 no. You enjoy your Bavarian beer. Piss off. God, the amount of money I'll save Tottenham not being in Europe this year.
I
There's some
know.
fucking
I'm feeling
arguments I'm gonna have to have
skint at
next year.
the
I don't think you're fucking gallivanting. I think I fucking am, babe.
minute.
Okay, yeah, I'll think about that. Patrons, while we're there and on that bombshell, with Suj obviously unavailable and Clayton unavailable next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I might need some help. I know a couple of you has already DM'd me as well, but yeah, if you've got ideas, I want UCL for Tuesday. There'll be no Tottenham and no Tottenham Arse next week, will there? I'll have to come up with a different idea. If anyone's got any money in football ideas, idea for a quiz, yeah, that's probably what I want. Someone for UCL, someone for quiz, someone for money in football.
And someone
That's
to join
probably what I
James
want.
to do the 1,000 footballers pod.
What, just shut up and listen? Just go one,
Yeah, I was
two,
joking.
three. Stop talking. I'm talking, bitch. I have got a really good quiz idea, actually, that anybody could potentially guest on because it needs multiple people and there's not a limit to how many. I'll maybe message about that in a trivia channel, maybe.
Happy
All right,
days.
that's it. Cheers, Clay. Let's close this out.
Nice one. Thank you, patrons. Have a great week. Stay safe. Ciao for now.
Cue music, please, Matt Child.
Messi, 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 Mess